Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Been talking the last day or so about Justin Tucker getting a workout with the Saints. Mm-hmm. Nick Underhill covers New Orleans, reporting via Twitter that Cade York's going to sign. Former fourth-round pick out of LSU. As Blake Group or Groupie or Grupp, he's going to get whacked. Mm. So they've had problems at place kicker. So Cade York, Mike Garofalo now reporting it as well. He's going to sign with the Saints practice squad to be elevated to the active roster. So no Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I guess the way you'd look at it, if it was close at all, you go with the guy with no headache, you know, no problems off the field. So Justin Tucker's gonna have to wait. You know, at least he got his name out there. You know, but I mean, Bob, how sad is that? That, you know, you're a possible Hall of Fame kicker, and you know, you lose a tryout.
Cade York, former Bengal, among other teams that he's been with. So Justin Tucker, quest to get back to the NFL, continues on. But John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday talking about the defense and how they've improved in one particular area, forcing turnovers.
We did the exact same thing that we had been doing. I mean, we wanted them, you know, and there's a lot of talk about them when you're not getting them, for sure. But the emphasis has been there from day one, and you just kind of believe that they're going to start happening, you know. And I tell you, that play Marlon had, then for Lowe to be right there to make the play, you know, we were kind of on our heels in that drive, and Brees was heading toward the end zone, you know, and he got it out. So it was just phenomenal play.
Yeah, wasn't kind of on their heels. They were definitely on their heels. Sure. I mean, that was getting ready to be 20-17, and then all of a sudden, you know, your offense is not doing anything, and, you know, is the defense going to have to make a stop to win the game? So, yeah, it was a big play. I think a lot of it comes from confidence. They're playing fast. They're not thinking. And when you're not thinking, you're just reacting, you're playing. I think those things happen.
And they've broken even now in the turnover ratio.
Yep, they're zero.
And they were negative for quite some time.
Yes.
But the last few weeks, starting to win that battle more than they lose it. Because when you did the keys, win turnover battle was always a...
Yeah.
After a particular outing, but getting themselves together in that area for sure.
I mean, Bob, they were... At one point, they were a minus five. Before the Rams game, they were a minus five, you know, and minus three throughout the year. Minus seven was the worst they were. Minus seven was the worst.
And this was when Lamar was not turning the ball over and still really isn't. But getting back to the offense, and in particular the offensive line. So, John, for those who may have missed this cut, here's John Harbaugh explaining – you know, the possibilities of at least rotating more pieces in here.
You know, I think everything's on the table. We've done that before. We were probably one of the first teams that started rotating linemen, if you remember. That was kind of unheard of. When did we start? 3, 4, 5 years ago? We did it a few times. So definitely not opposed to doing that.
It's quite a change from what, a week ago or 2 weeks. This is our best five. What are you talking about? That's not even a good question. And, you know, to me, it's Emory Jones Jr. is has got enough practice and he's ready to play. So they're going to alter because we're going to film. You know, we'll talk about that. But, yeah, they need some new flavor in there.
Now, John Harbaugh, I mean, wins are wins, and you're stacking wins. You've won five in a row. You're tied for first. Right now, if the playoffs start today, which they don't, they would win the division. But, John, let's go back to that offensive performance against the Jets, and what did you take away from that?
Well, there's a lot of takeaways. I mean, and really every aspect of what we do is there's so many things to talk about it. We work on it, and we try to just carry forward to the next game. It's like we said, you know, there's the big picture, you know, which – is part of it, you know, just in terms of, you know, what we're trying to build into big picture wise. But really, it's really more about the next game, and then really that's all you really think about from a coaching or player standpoint. It's, you know, where are we and what do we need to do against the opponent we're going to play to try to find a way to play winning football and to win the game.
In other words, don't ask me because we didn't do anything worth talking about in that game.
A lot of takeaways.
Yeah, there wasn't any. Yeah, there wasn't anything positive. And all of a sudden then, you know, one of the next questions he's answering is, yeah, we're gonna rotate linemen, you know.
You want to get him running real hot? How about this one? Keep in mind, I didn't ask the question. I wasn't there. But John Harbaugh, Lamar's lingering injuries, have they impacted his play on the field? This will be fun.
I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play. And doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
So, in other words, yeah, he's banged up and he can't do that, but we're winning, and that's all that matters right now because Lamar is not Lamar that we know.
And, by the way, didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah.
With the toe, among others. And we're keeping you up to date as soon as we get the information from One Winning Drive what the attendance report will be for this game. But if they start to rotate, do you see that being a reality, or John Harbaugh's just getting so sick of answering the question? Yeah, well, you know, we invented this sort of process, so we're looking into everything to improve this level of play.
What I hope, Bob, is that Emory Jones Jr. is an upgrade. And then, you know what, like if he comes in, let's just say that he comes in second series for Voorhees, and he plays well in the run, you know, and we're running the ball a little bit better. Hey, Voorhees, you kind of like J.J. McCarthy. Well, he got a concussion on the plane on the way home. Why don't you just sit here for a while longer, you know?
Like the old Ubaldo pothole outside of Camden Yards.
Yeah.
Way back when. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Got Vinny's Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through 12 weeks? And then the film breakdown of said offense. And Vinny's going to name names about the culprits for a suspect offensive line. Then it's a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Coming up later on in the evening, Maryland Hoops as they're taking on Gonzaga. 14.5 point underdogs against the Zags of Mark Few. Maryland trying to get themselves to next game, which could be tomorrow.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hades Feeble Five. The handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday. Vinny and Hades, 105.7 The Fan. A couple more segments to go. You want to hear a song loud, send a request. Plus, for text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan is waiting for you. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens offense. I mean, listen at your own risk coming up in a few minutes. But earlier today, Vinny gave you the Dirty Dozen, 12 best teams in the NFL, once again led by the LA Rams. Now we get to the Feeble Five. Who are the five worst? Let's roll.
All right. Last week, Tennessee 1, Giants 2, Washington 3, Vegas 4, Cleveland 5. So coming in at number 5 this week, 2-10 New York Giants.
You suck.
They lost at Detroit 34-27 in overtime. They are at New England on Monday night. And Jameis Winston kind of gave them a little oomph offensively. They fired the defensive coordinator. So they got Kafka's running the show and got a new D coordinator. And they got all of them will be gone in 6 weeks.
I saw a stat on ESPN this morning where of their however many losses that they have.
10.
They had the lead in the second half in 7 of them.
Woof.
Including last week against the Lions here.
Yeah, because the Lions didn't show up to play.
They blew the Dallas game. They blew a couple of them.
Yeah.
The Gents.
Yep. And you know what, Bob? It's not a bad job. You know, for a new coach, that isn't a bad. You got a quarterback. You got some deep. You got some pass rushers.
Yeah, you got a young receiver who's hurt right now, Malik Nabers. Yeah. I mean, Tracy looks like he's okay running the football. Yeah.
All right, coming in at 4, 3-8 Washington.
You suck!
They were on bye. They host Denver. I don't know. Jaden Daniels, I don't know if you want to come back for this one.
Talk about a team that can't run the football.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and you talk about another team in Denver that leads sacks. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're a sacking fool. You know, I mean, so they get after you pretty good. Yeah, Washington is, you know, I mean, Quinn took over the defense, Bob, and they played hard, but they still lost. All right, coming in at 3, 2-9 New Orleans.
You suck!
They lost to Atlanta 24-10. They're at Miami. Yeah, they got kicking issues. Can't make a field goal. And I mean, Bob, because both of us picked New Orleans, I thought they would win. And good Atlanta showed up.
I thought aw shucks was going to put up an upper at quarterback. I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So that division might be the worst division in football.
It's pretty putrid right now.
Yeah. Coming in at 2, 1-10 Tennessee.
You suck.
They lost to Seattle 30-24. They're hosting Jacksonville. I mean, they didn't quit. I mean, because they were down, I want to say it was 20-3. And then they came back, you know, and made it a game anyhow. I mean, to make the score closer, make it look better. But Seattle's a good football team. And, you know, Tennessee is a bad, bad team. Coming in at 1, 2-9 Vegas.
You suck.
They lost to Cleveland 24-10. They're at the Chargers. And they fired their offensive coordinator because they can't run the ball.
Chipster.
Yeah. Pete wants to run the ball. Chipster wants to throw the ball. And he was making $2 years, $6 million. And I mean, Bob, other than Brock Bowers, Genty, Crosby, they suck. I mean, their offensive line is pitiful.
And they've been mired in this just not, they're not even mediocre anymore.
No.
They had that one-off playoff a couple years back when they lost to Cincinnati, but outside of that, they become irrelevant.
Whew.
In the NFL.
They better hope that they have a lot of draft picks and they got a hit on these draft picks because they're a bad football team, you know, and the quarterback play, they need a quarterback. They need a lot of stuff, you know. So
they need a time machine.
Yeah, in summary, they need Al Davis back. In summary, Vegas 1, Tennessee 2, New Orleans 3, Washington 4, Giants 5. Bob, back to Vegas. Pete Carroll had never fired a coach during the season, ever. He's fired 3 so far.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's his coaching staff, isn't it? Yeah. Anywho, here's the schedule. Video alluded to some of the games. Ravens hosting Cincinnati. Baltimore 7-point favorites in that one. Over-under is 52.5, so it might be cold on Thursday night here in Baltimore, but they still expect fireworks between these two teams because normally when Joe Burrow and Lamar get together, we do see a ton of touchdowns.
Bob, let me just say, I hope we see some offensive production.
From the Ravens.
Yes.
Screw Cincy. Green Bay's at Detroit. Detroit laying 2.5 against the Packers. And the Chiefs at Dallas. Cowboys have shown life ever since the Quinnen Williams trade. The defense is playing good football here. Javonte Williams has been running the ball all season long. Pickens has been outstanding for them as a wide receiver. But Kansas City, still favorite. On the road.
Wow, -3.
They can't quit the chefs, the odds makers here. Friday, Chicago's at Philly. The Bears haven't lost since they lost to the Ravens about a month ago. But Philadelphia's had all this internal strife, and they lose to Dallas, and they're still favored by 7. What the hell's going on with the Eagles here? They're shaky. And you brought this up as a good point. They're like they were not 2 years ago when they lost to Kansas City, but the year before that, where they kind of just flatlined and got bounced early in the playoffs.
Yeah, they started out 10-1 and then went whoop.
And they wanted to fire Sirianni after the year and all that good stuff.
Well, Bob, their offensive line's all beat up. Lane Johnson's out for a long time, and they can't run the ball either.
San Francisco at Cleveland, 49ers -5.5. Jacksonville at Tennessee, Jags 6.5. Houston's at the Colts. Colts undefeated at home. They're laying 4.5. Houston, they're over 500 now. They're in the playoff conversation. And hey, they win here. They're a game closer to Indy at the top of the division in the AFC South. New Orleans with a new kicker. It's not Justin Tucker. It's Cade York. They're at Miami. Nolan, Dolphins -6. Atlanta's at the Jets. Atlanta favorite on the road, 2.5. Arizona's at Tampa. Looks like Godwin's going to be back for this one at least. Buccaneers -3. Rams at Carolina. L.A. 10.5-point favorites in that one. All these games, 4 o'clock or later. Minnesota's at Seattle. Seattle, 10.5-point favorites in this one. Buffalo's at Pittsburgh. Bills -4. Raiders at L.A. Chargers 9.5. You mentioned Denver. They are at Washington. Broncos laying 6.5. All right, not exactly one for the books, but the Giants at New England. Patriots -7.5. That's your slate of games for Week 13. No buys this week.
I tell you what, Bob, the best games are Thursday.
On paper.
Yeah, on paper.
On paper, these should be fun. When we come back, got Finney's film breakdown of the Ravens' offense. They did beat the Jets. Wasn't a dynamic offensive performance by any stretch of the imagination. They weren't that great in the red zone. They stunk on third downs. Finney's going to explain why. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Got a fun house trip coming up with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access at 2.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, earlier today, Vinny broke down the Ravens' defense against the Jets, held them to 10 points, 6 straight games, in which the Ravens' defense has allowed less than 20. Now we get to the offense, which, by the way, will have Lamar Jackson, who is back at practice today after missing practice yesterday with the toe. But, Vinny, the numbers are ugly. Yeah. How's the film?
The film was ugly, too, Bob. I mean, you know, you're 0-for-5 on third down. You have 72 yards. You know, at halftime, you have 3 points. You know, it was ugly. It doesn't look smooth at all. It just looks like kind of hodgepodge. And one of the biggest reasons is when we look at the offense, and we talk about them every week, and I mean, like, that's why Harbs is talking about alternating guys in there. He sees the same crap that they put out there, and they're not playing anywhere near how they played last year. Ronnie was okay in that game, but starting at the left guard, Voorhees, he's bad. He's not – he just – his base and balance is horrible. He has bad balance. He's on the ground a lot. He lunges. He gets beat. I think he's given up 6 or 7 sacks now. You know, and he doesn't knock people off the ball. No. He needs to be moved on from two. And then Linderbaum, I thought that was his worst game. Number one, the play that would have ended the game on Keaton Mitchell's 35-yard run, they were backed up, and he gets them down to, like, their 35-yard line, and he gets a holding penalty, and they come back, and then they have to punt, you know, and the punter hit it to the 5 and all that. But they didn't need any of that stuff. They would have had the ball, been able to run the clock, you know, kick a field goal, do whatever. But he had to hold. Did he need to hold? No. Was lazy, you know. And the guy wasn't even involved in the play because Keaton jumped outside. And he gave up. Like, he would come up. He has problems with bigger guys. And they get off of him, you know. They shed him, you know, and he can't sustain his blocks with a bigger guy. And that happened all day. That's the first time I've seen it. It was bad. It was bad. And Falele, same thing, man. He can't get up to the second level. His base and balance is bad because he wants to lunge. And then when he lunges, when he leans forward, his big ass can't move anymore, you know.
Unless he's falling to the turf.
Yeah. So, and Voorhees, he doesn't get up to the second level. And then Rosengarten, he struggles with anything with power. So, yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't pretty. And then Andrews doesn't block. I mean, he gets a holding penalty. His blocking stinks. Likely in line can't block. But if he can shield, you know, more in space, he's okay. And he had some okay blocks. He missed, I think, one that he should have had. But as a group, I mean, how do you run an offense where you need to be consistent when you can't be consistent? You know, I mean, you know, it's two guys, one guy. I mean, very rarely, maybe three plays where they got it perfectly right. The one on the fourth down play down on the goal line where, you know, Ricard crushes the whole line. You know, I mean, that was a beautiful play.
Real quick, back to Linderbaum. How much money is he costing himself this season? Because the Ravens didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
Right. And he wanted to be, what you hear, he wanted to be the highest paid center in the league. And I don't see that happening. I mean, because to me, he's not a dominant guy. He's cost himself a lot of money, Bob, back to your point. And then, you know, let's look at the pass game. Andrews supposed to sit in the hole in zone. I mean, that's such common knowledge. He kept running, and Ravens would have had their first, would have been a first down. Lamar threw it right where he was supposed to throw it. Andrews keeps running. Like, what the hell? You know, it just seemed like the Ravens mentally, they weren't there when the game started. Offensively, they weren't. So, I mean, they had, and then Zay can get open. You know, Zay had a drop too on the first play of third quarter. I mean, you come out, you're all right, let's get 8-9 yards on the first play, and he drops it. You know, and thank God they got the penalty. Otherwise, they'd have been punting right away there. D-Hop's great, but D-Hop can't get open. He can't separate. You know, I mean, he's not hard to cover, but you got to throw it perfectly for him. And Lamar missed him, you know, in the end zone on the one. And, Derrick Henry, I kind of feel bad for Derrick just because there's always somebody in his face, you know. And he's got a BYOB at times. You got to be your own blocker, you know, and get those pads down and make some yards. And Keaton, I thought Keaton did a nice job. I wish they would, you know, give it to him, because if they're packing things in, he bounces it, you know, and he can beat those people to the outside. We'll probably see more Keaton, I would imagine, this week. I thought Zay was fine. Zay runs good routes and tries to make plays. He's the only explosive guy they got. Offensively, him and Keaton Mitchell are the only explosive, quick guys they got. You know, everybody says, we got all these weapons. Show me.
Yeah.
What weapons
Where's
are there?
Likely's explosiveness? Was that because of the foot injury that was suffered back in, what, August, I believe?
I mean,
early in training.
Yeah, Bob, he doesn't look anything, because we bragged about him last year, his yak yards. You couldn't tackle him after he catches. Now he catches it, and you think he's Marquise Brown. Just goes to the ground. Like, where's your leg strength? And I don't know, Bob, if it's his feet or what. But you talk about another guy cost himself a lot of money?
Yeah.
He is. He is, too. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Lamar. Lamar seems like kind of a shell of him. Number one, body language is bad, my opinion. He just doesn't seem like he's having any fun whatsoever.
Is he getting beaten up and gets to the point where he checks out because he knows that when he receives the football, he's going to receive some level of punishment from the opposing
The other
defense.
Thing, Bob, back to Linderbaum for a second, two bad snaps in a row.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah, for Lamar, I mean, the thing that he's got tough is, you know, he drops back to pass. He knows more than like in his head, he's got a clock. It's got it, because they're coming. They're coming around Rosengarten, or they're coming, you know, I got to go, you know, and he doesn't want to run. He wants to try to find somebody, but they got to get open, you know, and that's the thing. Guys aren't getting open, and he's not running, and he's not really much of a threat right now with the way that he's playing. So offensively, what's your strength? You know, I guess your strength would be right now is Lamar throwing from the pocket. Okay. But our biggest weakness is the offensive line. So how can he throw from the pocket when he never has time to throw from the pocket? And he doesn't want to have to move and run around and take a lot of hits, but he's got to because of the offensive line. So if you're Todd Monken, what do you call?
Speaking of that, we've had people calling in. We have one today, William. Play calling. A lot of people are starting to get on Munkin here.
Yeah.
For the maybe not all that imaginative when it comes to that area. Is this criticism justified?
Well, Bob, you know, it's what do the numbers say? You know, I mean, that's what you kind of, because sure. People aren't going to give you, like when I look at it, the offensive line stinks. Your receivers got to get open. You know, if you can't run it and you're in second and 10, third and 10 all the time, makes things difficult. So he's in a really difficult spot. Harb jumped his ass about 3 or 4 weeks ago to the media, you know. So they're feeling it. I mean, you saw him when they got that touchdown, you know, how excited he gets on those bigger plays because they don't have a lot of them anymore. I mean, last year, Bob, how many, like, 20 plays? I mean, six, eight. You know, they were having them all over the field.
First game, we've discussed it a bazillion times. First three quarters against Buffalo, they looked like they were going to be the best offense in the NFL.
No doubt. And since then? I don't know what the hell has happened to the offensive line. I don't know because they're all, other than probably Ronnie, they're all playing way worse than they were last year. And why? You know, why?
And we talked about this too. Nolan was part of this conversation yesterday. Offensively, is there just one player that's exceeding or at least, all right, Zay possibly playing as well as he did last year?
Yeah.
But outside of that, everyone is taking a step backwards.
Maybe Ronnie would be playing similar to what he played last year.
But he was a pro bowler last year, second team all pro.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Well, that's because when you have the number one offense, Bob, and your quarterback's an MVP, I mean, who's going to win an award this year on the offense? Not a person.
Nope. Too much competition.
Yeah,
and Bob, players exceeding what the Ravens are doing.
They had Zay was Pro Bowl, Lamar was Pro Bowl, Derrick Henry Pro Bowl, Ronnie Stanley Pro Bowl, Falele was alternate.
Yeah,
you know, I mean that's five right there. I mean, and this nothing they will get.
All right, practice today. Lamar's back. This is Gianna Hahn from the Baltimore Banner. Lamar's back. Kyle Hamilton's back. Travis Jones back. Bateman and Keon Martin return to practice.
Oh, nice.
Today.
Like that.
So I guess Rashad Bateman's going to save the offense, Nolan. Practicing Tavon Bryan and Justice Hill.
Justice Hill, what's he got?
No, I don't see what the designation is, but I don't think he was on the injury report yesterday. Let me just double. He was not. So no Justice Hill.
Maybe sick
Hill.
Or
yeah,
something.
Could
but
possibly.
You know what, Bob? If he's out, it is what it is. They just need to get the ball to Keaton Mitchell more. They need the explosive. They need some speed on the field, and Bateman will help that too.
When we come back, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock later on tonight. Maryland Hoops taking on Gonzaga. The Zags, they're not bleeping around. Maryland better be on their A game, and even that might not be enough to get the win. Down in Florida, Liberty's got the ball, however, so maybe we'll see the outcome of this game, good or bad for the Tigers. Pat Scary, Maryland tonight taking on Gonzaga. Ranked number 13 are the Zags. They've been spanking people pretty good. Number 12, excuse me. They beat Alabama last night. Number 8 in the country by 10 points. And they've been hammering time in pretty much everyone they have gone against. Liberty just missed. Towson got the board. There you get a little free delayed play-by-play because it's against the rules for us to give it to you in real time. Towson with the ball, 29 seconds left, trying to get to the finals of the tournament down in Florida. Nolan, your optimism level for Gonzaga tonight at a more reasonable time for us East Coasters, around 9:35.
Not very optimistic, but it is a great opportunity, right? To be able to play the number 12 team in the country as part of your non-conference schedule, you'll take it. Also, call it technically a neutral site game. That's, you know, next best thing to it being here in College Park. Now, I will say, you know, you mentioned the start time. You know, Maryland's not tipping off until well after midnight last night. Gonzaga tipping off at 9:30 yesterday for their Bama game. So they're operating on a full 24-hour cycle. Maryland less than that. I don't want to make excuses. It was already an uphill battle, but this is life in the tournament. So win or lose, Terps getting a taste of tournament life here.
And maybe we'll see Solomon Washington for the first time this year. Miles Rice was back last night. Pharrell Payne led him in scoring again as he returned after missing one, because that injury against Marquette a couple of weeks ago looked maybe, some were saying, career-ending. I mean, the way he acted, you would have thought he got like an atomic bomb dropped on him, but he's back, and he was dropping a bomb on UNLV in the second half, 16 of his 20. Towson up by three. Liberty Biberty just airballed one, so it looks like Pat Scarry up three with the ball, 12 seconds left. You see that clock kept running. I don't know what the timekeeper's doing. But either way, don't let any closing thoughts for the people.
No, the timekeeper had chocolate on his hands.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Texter here says it's going to be hard for a lot of fans to accept this, but the Ravens offense needs to become more conservative, more about clock control in order to win games. As long as Lamar is unable to move in his normal way, we can't expect the same Superman plays that have made this offense go for the past few years.
The only problem with that, Nolan, is you can't run it. You know, how do you get conservative if you can't, you know, if you can get 4 or 5 yards a pop, yeah, you can do that. But they're going to put 8 in the box. They're going to blitz Lamar. They're going to come after him. You know, they got to get the ball to Likely on some screens. They got to get the ball to Zay. Get the ball out quick and let them run and make plays, because the Bengals, their defense is awful and they don't tackle well.
Another one here says, I can't ignore the fact that the Ravens defense still has that ability to get shredded by a real opposing offense, and Cincinnati certainly qualifies as that. I was looking forward to Joe Flacco putting up monster stats on them a few weeks back. Now it's Burrow. Even if the Ravens win, I think it's going to be 50-49, a shootout again. There's no way they could stop Cincy either way.
Well, the best way to stop Cincy, I think they're going to blitz Burrow, because I want to check his movement and stuff. Not having Higgins, that really helps. You know, so you can double, you know, Chase if need be. Just don't let them be able to run the football. That's going to be the big thing. Be stout against the run, and then make Burrow have to drop back and throw it all the time, and then hit him and hit him and hit him, because he hadn't been hit since week two.
Staying with the defense, Texter says, I agree with Vinny about TJ Tampa looking better as of late. Certainly notice him on special teams, but do you think he has a real shot to compete for a starting inside or outside corner job next year?
Oh, absolutely. I think he'll have a shot, because Wouzier probably won't be there. And who knows what's going to happen with Marlon. I think Tampa will have a legitimate shot.
And one thought here, baseball, but Orioles as well. We saw the Red Sox trade for Sonny Gray. Texter here, not happy. Says Orioles behind the curve for now. When we look back at the start of spring training and the Orioles didn't land two starting pitchers that are better than Sonny Gray, Mike Elias will look like the fool yet again.
Yeah, I'm not going to run hot on the Orioles because there's so much other stuff going on right now until I see what the roster looks like when they go to Sarasota in mid-February. If we get any, older pitching dudes coming in on cheap one-year deals like we saw last year, Mike Elias did a horrible job putting together a starting rotation, banking on the return to health of Grayson Rodriguez, which never happened. Now he's in Anaheim with the Angels, and apparently he was on that podcast he goes on all the time, said he's already circled the calendar from when the Angels play the Orioles. They need to bolster the starting rotation some way, somehow, but as we talked about earlier, Nolan, Sonny Gray would have been a nice addition to this one for sure. All right, Towson, they're up by one with the ball. 9.6 seconds left. They're at the foul line trying to close this thing out. If I was a Towson diehard fan, which I'm not, but I root for the local teams, I'd be going, do you want this win or don't you? Because they're doing everything they can to keep Liberty in this game.
They followed the shooter to give them a three-point play. They're up four.
And they're bricking foul shots. You're doing the exact opposite of securing victory. Tigers fans. So we'll get into all of that tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about a Maryland win against Gonzaga as well. Tomorrow we got Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals. He'll tell you how bad that defense is as he looks at the film study. We got keys. We're going to do our picks and all that good stuff. Cordell's going to be here tomorrow because we got to record stuff for Thanksgiving. So it's going to be kind of an interesting show, but an entertaining show at that. So stick around. Inside Access coming up next for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, and Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.